My brothers and sisters in Christ, I don't have the next Mass, our children's Mass, at 9 o'clock, but it's one of my favorite things at the kids' Mass to, if I can't get them to answer what the answer is to pretty much spell it out for them. For instance, if the answer is Bismarck, I'll say it starts with a B and ends in Ismark, and then a lot of hands go up after that. Or his name starts with a J and ends in Jesus. So it's one of my favorite things to do. To kind of point out the obvious. And Jesus is doing that today. He says, you know who I am. Sometimes there's an awareness of what we already know that surprises us. It's not something new necessarily as much as what we already know and accessing that information that we already have in our hearts. And Jesus is drawing on this. He came in secret, but they knew him. And he said to them, he raised his voice and cried out. He said it as loud as he could. You know me. You also know where I am from. And yet they were out to test him. The book of wisdom says that to us. The wicked said among themselves, let's test the just one. Let's go after him. Let's see what he's made of. Even though they know him. Because their hearts were wicked. And they're still tempting God. My brothers and sisters in Christ, there is no more perfect revelation to us of who God is and what he is all about than the image that is in front of you today and every single day that we come. Jesus crucified. Here he reveals himself to us and the greatness of his love. God made man. You know who I am, Jesus says. Come, follow me. Jesus gives us himself in this Holy Eucharist. Let's receive the one who loves us and unite ourselves with him on this day of fasting and abstaining.